From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is calling on Qatar and four Arab states that broke ties with it and imposed a boycott to end their three-week dispute. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said some of Saudi Arabia's demands to end the dispute will be difficult for Qatar to meet. He said others provide a basis for dialogue. Saturday, Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt issued a 13-point list of grievances, including the curbing of ties with Iran, closing a Turkish military base, shuttering the Al Jazeera news organization, severing ties with groups like the Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and Lebanon's Hezbollah, and halting the funding and harboring of terrorists. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said only one nation with influence in the region can intervene to end this crisis, the United States. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, meanwhile, called the demands an unlawful intervention in Qatar's sovereignty. His Iranian counterpart, Hassan Rouhani, condemned as unacceptable what he called the siege of Qatar. Chadian President Idriss Deby on Sunday threatened to pull his country's troops out of the African peacekeeping operations that it's involved in because of a lack of external financing. Chad currently deploys nearly 1,400 soldiers to the United Nations peacekeeping force operating in Mali. It has also sent some 2,000 troops to join a regional force that's fighting the militant Boko Haram Sunni insurgency. Mr. Deby called Chad a small country with no financial means. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets President Donald Trump for the first time Monday at the White House. On the eve of the visit, the Trump administration approved a $2 billion sale of unarmed surveillance drones to New Delhi. Sunday, Mr. Modi met with corporate executives in Washington, including Krish Iyer, the CEO of Walmart India. Mr. Modi told the executives India has become business-friendly with a minimum government following implementation of thousands of reforms. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers has sent Mr. Trump a letter urging him to press the Indian leader to remove barriers to U.S. trade and investment. In Pakistan, a leaking oil tanker that had overturned on the outskirts of Balawalpur Sunday ignited as people with containers gathered to collect fuel, killing nearly 150. Dozens more were injured. One witness said survivors believed someone had lit a cigarette with a match, igniting the inferno. The disaster struck on the eve of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Hundreds of Chinese rescue workers with detection equipment and dogs have recovered 10 bodies as they search for nearly 100 others still missing from a landslide that buried the village of Xinmo in southwest Sichuan province. Authorities said heavy rains caused the landslide. The Italian government is expected to pay billions to break up two insolvent Venetian banks, which pose a threat to the country's financial sector. The finance minister said the resources mobilized amount to 17 billion euros, of which the state will pay about a third. The two banks, Banca Popolare di Vicenza and Veneto Banca, both face bankruptcy. They'll be able to transfer bad debt to a so-called bad bank financed by Rome. The good assets will be sold off. Bankruptcy could interrupt Italy's slow economic recovery. Meanwhile, exit polls in Italy early Monday indicate the center-right won several key mayoral runoff elections, including Genoa. The alliance includes former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's Conservatives and the rightist Northern League. The results are seen as a setback for the center-left Democratic Party of former Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. The outcome precedes national parliamentary elections scheduled next year. Japanese airbag maker Takata Corporation Monday filed for bankruptcy protection after being inundated with lawsuits and recall costs linked to its production of faulty airbag inflators that are believed to have caused at least 16 fatalities and dozens of injuries. Most of the company's assets will be purchased by a Chinese company in the United States. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.